The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, here on the feast of St. Nicholas, I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to share with you a true story. And the name of our story here today is How Santa Claus Saved Christmas. A true story now, because once upon a time, back in the 3rd century AD, on the shores of the Mediterranean of what was then the Roman Empire and what's today the coast of Turkey, was born a little boy who would grow up to be none other than Santa Claus. Because what is Santa Claus but the words Saint Nicholas simply translated, first into Dutch, and then from Dutch into English. Little Nicholas was born into a very, very wealthy family, but sadly, his mother and his father died at a very young age, leaving him an orphan, and Nicholas was left to be raised by his uncle. But Nicholas was left an enormous fortune, a great grand inheritance, and somewhere back along the years of his late teens or his early 20s, he had some kind of deep religious conversion, similar to the conversion of heart that was experienced by St. Francis of Assisi. And that is that he knew the shortness of life, the fragility of life, the emptiness of material things, and the tremendous opportunity that he had to use what he had inherited to do good for others. And it wouldn't take long before Nicholas would get his first chance. Because living next door to Nicholas was a man who'd fallen on very hard times. Somehow, he'd lost all of his money, and the poor man sank into a deep depression because his financial hardship meant that none of his daughters would be able to marry. Strange as it seems for modern ears to hear, there are times and there are cultures in which a woman would not be able to marry unless her father could provide her with a dowry. And as it turned out, a bankrupt father could provide nothing for his daughters, and the poor man slept into the deepest despair when Nicholas learned of it, and one night went out, and carrying in his hand a sack full of gold, saw an open window in the man's house and tossed that sack of gold through that cracked open window, and they say that that sack of gold landed in a shoe that had been left by the fire to dry. Next morning, the man woke up and saw the gold lying in his shoe, and he rejoiced, and he used that gold to provide a dowry for his eldest daughter. And when Nicholas discovered that he was a truly honest man, he came by again and threw in two more bags of gold. Once again, landing in a shoe that had been set out by the fireplace to dry. And they say that that was the origin of the old tradition of leaving a shoe for St. Nicholas, or as the case may be, a stocking hung by the chimney with care. But that wasn't Nicholas' greatest gift. His greatest gift to the world would come later when he would grow up to become a great bishop and scholar. And in the 4th century, he would use his great scholarly knowledge and his strong leadership to fight a terrible heresy that was spreading in the church, a heresy known as Arianism. Arianism from a priest named Arius, an intellectual from the north of Africa, Alexandria in Egypt, what's today Cairo. And this great heresy denied the divinity of Christ. It proclaimed that Christ was a very great creature indeed, but not equal to the Father. And you'd be amazed how many bishops found this heresy to be appealing. In some regions of the church, as many as 90% of the bishops believed the Arian heresy, many of whom under tremendous political pressure to do so. And so the church called a council in the city of Nicaea that drew up the creed that we use at Mass. You know it as the Nicene Creed. And the bishops were faced with tremendous pressure to make the smallest little compromise for their own ease of life and comfort. They were asked to say that Jesus was not what we profess today in the church, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father. And by the way, the word we use for consubstantial was drawn up by the Council of Nicaea. The word is homoousios. They were asked to use another word, homoiousios. The only difference between the two words was one Greek letter, the Greek letter iota. And if you've ever heard it said that there's not one iota of difference between these two ideas, this is where the idea, that phrase first came from. Homoiousios. It meant similar in substance to the Father, but not one in being, just a little bit less than God. Well, this compromise that was so popular among the other bishops so enraged Nicholas that he punched Arius in the face. Now, some people say that all he did was slap him, but there's not much evidence for that because Nicholas was thrown in prison for what he did. Now, I don't advocate physical violence to accomplish your goals. However, the great zeal of Nicholas that he showed at the Council of Nicaea turned the tide. Word got back to the Emperor Constantine of what Nicholas had done and why he'd done it, and Constantine himself personally brought Nicholas out of prison and back to the Council of Nicaea, where, guided by prayer and, of course, by the protection of the Holy Spirit, the Church proclaimed what it proclaims to this day, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, one in being with the Father, the true divinity of Jesus Christ. And that is how Santa Claus saved Christmas, because if you think about it, if we didn't profess that Jesus Christ was true God, why would we bother celebrating Christmas at all? Christmas would be lost. There'd be nothing particular to celebrate. Because if Jesus Christ was just another guy, very special guy, but nonetheless just another guy and not God born into this world, then why would we bother celebrating his birthday? What would be so special about December 25th? And you see one thing that we learn from the Feast of St. Nicholas and the life of St. Nicholas, and that is the truths we profess in our faith really matter. Once upon a time, John Lennon, who I rarely quote from the pulpit, famously sang that all you need is love. And everybody found this idea to be so appealing. But you know what? It's not true. Love is not all you need. You also need the truth. Now, don't get me wrong, love is our goal, but without the truth, we'll never get there. Love might be the destination, but truth is the directions that makes it possible for us to get there. That's why to stand up for the truth is a tremendous act of love for another person. Always gently, always as kindly as we possibly can, but firmly and without apology, defending what is true is defending what is loving, and denying and compromising what is true is not loving in the slightest. Whenever you look around the church and you see something very beautiful, maybe it's a beautiful statue, maybe it's a beautiful stained glass window of some event from the scriptures, remember this. That beauty is a reflection of the truth. Someone somewhere stood up for what is now a rock-solid dogma, because only rock-solid dogmas produce beautiful results. If you ever see ugly stained glass or ugly statues in an ugly modern church, you can be certain of one thing. Whoever designed them had a soft faith. It's very important we stand up for the truth because it's what makes love possible. So yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus. And once upon a time, St. Nicholas saved Christmas. Just a little thought for you for an age in which so many people believe that it doesn't matter what you believe. Oh, yes, it does. Let's have the courage of the saints to profess the truth in love and ask for their prayers to help us today. St. Nicholas, pray for us.